This is something that caught my attention, and it has for some time. I didn't realize how big it was. There are some disturbing new social media challenges maybe you've heard about if you have a high school student in the family. Maybe for sure you've heard about it. Essentially, it's they're urging students to break the law. Vandalize a school bathroom was one social media challenge. Then post your video, share it. Get into a fight and post that video was another challenge. Just last night in Joliet, the school board, Joliet Township School Board, called a special meeting to discuss violence in schools after students were fighting and then posting the videos on TikTok. Something that Detective Rich Wistocki has spoken with us about. And when you mentioned it before, Rich, I guess I just didn't realize how much of a trend it was. It certainly is disturbing when you think that these are actual crimes, aren't they? Isn't that the thing? How are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I am in Molina right now. I'm in Molina, Illinois right now, and I am teaching a bunch of officers how to investigate this type of stuff. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You're teaching a bunch of officers how to investigate this stuff. How prevalent is it? Can you start there?
Oh, I've been getting calls from all over the United States on this stuff. But what we have to pay attention to is, you know, what our kids are posting about. And the schools need to pay attention to that as well. For example, in some of the Will County schools that I'm attached to, there is a posting that every month something is going to happen with TikTok challenge. September was vandalized school bathroom. October is smack a staff member. So what we have to talk about to our kids and our students is that this is felonious criminal behavior. Now, a lot of these schools are having fight clubs, and they're fighting in the bathroom, setting up these predetermined fights. People are videotaping in the bathroom. Students are videotaping it in the bathroom and sending it out on their social media, and that is a felony. It's unauthorized videotaping in a bathroom. You can't do that.
Much to say about the fighting, too. I suppose that's not really supposed to be tolerated either. It seems to me as if the social media is really fueling it, that to kind of one-up one another. Okay, they posted that. Now we're going to do this. It's going to get even worse and worse. I definitely saw that with some of the pictures of the school bathrooms being vandalized. At first, it was just grabbing, you know, like some kind of dispenser off the wall, and then it was smashing things. It really is horrible to think, with school budgets the way they are, that people are just vandalizing property like that. Like, it's easy to do, but then fighting takes it to a whole nother level. What do you do here? I mean, how do you stop this kind of stuff?
Well, see, so there's a couple of things here that I want to tell you about. So what we do at some of my schools is that I have to train the school resource officers who are old school to say, look, I don't have a victim coming forward. There's no case here. I said, what do you mean you don't have a victim coming forward? Well, they're part of the fight. And the crime here is the unauthorized videotaping of the fight. So you have to make these kids accountable. So how do we do that if it's already on social media? Well, what we do, and there's something called TOS, Terms of Service. So when we show that video to Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, it is a violence, is part of their violations of Terms of Service. If a kid is doing that, law enforcement can do what's called a preservation request to take down that video because, A, it's part of a criminal investigation, and, B, it violates their terms of service, and they will take that down within hours.
So that's what you have to do. You kind of have to scroll social media or you know, look through it and report these kinds of things. Some of them were under hashtags that all linked them together.
Yeah, so what happens is that a lot of times you'll get, like, teachers and you'll get even good students coming forward and say, look, this is happening in the school and I don't want to see it. And they will share that information with staff. And it all comes down to, Anna, the great relationships that we have with our school resource officers and students. That's why school resource officers are so important. You know, many of these schools think, oh, they're only there to arrest kids and to ruin their lives. It's quite the opposite. Resource officers are there to establish, be a mentor, be a teacher, and be the police. They call that the triad. And when school resource officers are trained by places like NASRO, and I was the person, myself and a fantastic lady named Michelle McAbenny, with the help from Senator Lightford, we wrote the SRO statute. And we wanted to make sure that our SROs were certified to be part of the school staff. And it's so important to have these relationships with our students so we can find out where this violence is coming from, these TikTok challenges, you know, planned fights, and then the shooting in Texas. I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of networking to find out, you know, who knew about this and why this happened.
Detective Rich Wostocki is our guest. He used to be a Naperville detective, but since then has moved on to investigate cyber crimes. And I know you lecture all across the country on these very issues. When I saw Joliet Township call this special meeting last night, they said that 70 students in the district so far have been suspended since the beginning of the school year. That's not all that long ago, for fights and yep. physical altercations. A lot of these motivated by the desire to post these on social media. So it does seem as if going after that part of it might eliminate the motivation. I don't know. If you can't get other people to see it, maybe it goes away. I'm not sure. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so what we do when we train students and we train staff is that when we go into the schools and all over the country, we show them how we do internet investigations. And quite frankly, when I show them that when it comes to gaming platforms and social networking, no one online is anonymous. We can find out whoever anybody is who is posting stuff, and we can track them down. And when we track them down, there could be some serious consequences, whether it's a station adjustment or a diversion, whether they get expelled, suspended, arrested, or even worse, become a sex offender. So we want our kids and our students to be safe. It is the mission of school resource officers who are certified, that they are mentors for their students so none of them get in trouble and they are educated and they learn about what cybercrime investigations is all about, and it can all lead back to them and it'll follow them for the rest of their lives when they do this stuff.
Yeah, it can. It's certainly a crime if they choose to go after it and prosecute people. I'm just looking here. Queen of All Saints was vandalized two Saturdays ago, I think, with that bathroom vandalization thing. That was one of the local schools that, you know, somebody that got hit. I don't know who did it, but this is the kind of thing.
Yeah.
If you post the video
of
yourself.
I know who did it, Anna.
Yeah, it's a Scooby-Doo, you know, mystery, isn't it?
There's no use of doing the challenge if you're being secretive about it. You
right.
want everybody to know on your social media you're doing that. Well, that's all traceable. And mm-hmm. the only way our kids will understand is if we train them and have presentations to them in the schools. Now, right. I've been doing virtual and in-person over the last few weeks since school has started. So it's been great being in front of the kids.
Remind us, before I let you go, Detective Rich Wostocki, you're so on top of this stuff. There is software that you recommend for parents. You want to throw out a couple names in case people want to look into it?
Yeah, sure. So when we talk about parents' ability to monitor their kids' devices, we really like Bark.us, and also WebWatcher.com. And for schools, one of the most prolific and best softwares where parents and schools have control is Lightspeed Systems, lightspeedsystems.com. They deal with algorithms and AI, and they'll get alerts, and parents can log in and see exactly what their kids are doing over the past 2 weeks on their school devices. And if any school wants the presentations that we are talking about here today, they can go to besureconsulting.com, B-E-S-U-R-E, consulting.com. I have a staff of five professionals who are involved in their whole lives of being an SRO or an Internet Crimes Against Child detective. And so it's really great. And if parents want to see my new documentary, it is called Childhood 2.0. It's on YouTube. It's free.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an hour and a half. If they want to learn how to have conversations with their kids, basically it is a documentary on what elementary, junior high, and high school students are doing behind their parents' back and how to have a conversation with your kids.
And I was personally scared out of my mind when I saw that, how young the kids were, the kinds of things that they were accessing, sharing, and doing online. It's why every time I talk with you, my 9-year-old's date of getting a phone moves out a little bit farther. What were we last time? Were we at 28? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because it's just
make sure
honestly,
you get them an Android, parent. Get
Android.
Them an Android.
Got it. Thank you, Detective. I know you got to get back to your class, but thanks for taking time out for us.
All right, Anna. Thank you.
Detective Rich Wostocki was with Naperville PD. He's no longer. He's been out in the private sector. He lectures parents. He lectures students. He does these TED Talk style things where he explains what actually is happening online. And he's doing one right now, as he just said, with law enforcement, trying to look into these kinds of challenges on social media.